None of us like to be tricked because it makes us feel foolish, and I already do plenty of things to myself to make me feel dumb. I don't need other people's help. But there's an exception to this rule, and that's when we realize we were tricked into doing something that's actually good for us. Two things I don't feel foolish about are believing that coronavirus is real and that Joe Biden was elected president. Some people insisting COVID is just a dry run for communism, or some of the same people saying millions of votes were secretly changed so that Joe Biden can complete that communism. Even though they're being fooled, people buy into these conspiracy theories because it makes them feel less foolish. But enough about the trickery that's bad for us. Let's talk about the good trickery. A number of years ago, I was fooled into being a better person by doing the 12 steps to overcome my alcoholism. I did the steps to stop drinking, but along the way, practicing the principles I learned in recovery have made me a better human being because I need to be kind and helpful to others in order to maintain my sobriety. For me, others includes being helpful to animals, and that brings me to a scenario where getting tricked can really pay off. Lost Our Home Pet Rescue in Tempe is offering to let you bring home a dog temporarily for the Thanksgiving holiday. The founder of Lost Our Home Pet Rescue says it's a great way to spread love at a time when you might not be able to be with friends and family. Dogs can be picked up tomorrow and then dropped off Friday afternoon. That is, if they don't get their little hooks into your heart, then you might never bring your new friend back. And that's the trickery. Yep, they're hoping that the dog you brought home temporarily becomes what we call a foster failure. We brought home a rescue dog just about a year ago at our house. She instantly clicked with our other two rescue dogs, but more importantly, she clicked with our kids and has helped them emotionally through so much this year. Our daughter's school went back to online-only learning yesterday, and having that cute little dog in their classroom, which is now their bedroom, made that transition a lot less traumatic. If helping my kids through something like this means looking like a sucker in their eyes, I'm willing to do it. Because of the look in their eyes every time they see that dog.